At this time, I would like to welcome a mentor of mine, Chairman of the Board, founder of BBI International, Mr. Mike Bryan.
Thank you very much. I think that's an old picture, obviously, so I'll go with it. Good morning. It's going to be difficult for me to stand behind this podium because I really want to move around because this is an issue that I feel very, very passionate about. I want to start out with a question. How many here are angry, fed up, and maybe even a little bit nervous about where the ethanol industry is today as a result of the bashing that's happening by some in Congress, in various states, and in the press? If you are, raise your hand. I want to see how many people here are actually mad about that whole issue. I am. I'm angry about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been said before this morning, and I'll say it again, we are at war. This is not a war we wanted. It's not a war we started. But make no mistake about it. War has been declared on the ethanol industry by Big Oil and those who support Big Oil. And this morning, I'm going to issue a call to arms. We are in a battle for the very survival of this industry. You know, in my 30 years in this industry, I've witnessed many skirmishes between oil and the ethanol industry, but I have to say, never, never in this 30 years have I witnessed such all-out attacks on ethanol as we've seen in recent times. Food versus fuel, deforestation, land use, the debacle over the RINs, the unrelenting pressure to suspend and eliminate the RFS, and make no mistake about it, people who say, well, if the RFS is eliminated, the oil industry will continue to blend anyway. They will not. They will not. They will stop blending almost immediately. So don't listen to those who say, well, it's not a big deal. It is a very, very big deal. The number of fronts we are being attacked on is almost staggering. So it's time as stakeholders that we say enough. We have a number of very experienced generals in this industry who have fought battles for many years, but they cannot win this war by themselves. Every company, every individual in this room needs to make a commitment today, this morning, to do whatever is necessary to help win this war. We call on those generals, some of whom we'll hear from this morning, right here, to provide direction to this army of stakeholders. If you need more direction, pick up the phone and call Bob Dineen at the RFA. Call Tom Burris at Growth Energy. Call Brian Jennings at the American Coalition for Ethanol. Or send them an email. Ask them what you can do in your state with your congressman, with your senator, with your state senator, with your state legislators, with the media in your area to help win this war. Whether it's writing letters, going to Washington, calling the members of Congress, contacting state legislators, or working with the media, it is imperative that we get involved in this industry because for the first time in the history of this industry, we could lose the war. Now, some of you may think that I'm overreacting. Perhaps I am. But I have to tell you, I would much rather overreact and win the war than watch decades of hard work go up in smoke because we sat on our hands and let the generals fight our war. We can and we will win this war, but not without a fight. The fight will be fought in the halls of Congress, in state assemblies, and in the media. And it's time for us as an industry to flex our muscles, to show those who would destroy this industry that we have come too far and that we've worked too hard to simply lay down our arms and surrender. It's time to stand together as an industry and fight. I'm going to ask those of you who are willing to raise your hands one more time and pledge to help fight this war, to do your part. If you're willing to do that, put your hands in the air, because I am, and I think most of the people in this room are as well. Now look around. Look around, because these are the folks that are going to go to war. These are the folks, this is the army. These are the troops who are going to help bring the battle to Washington, D.C., to state legislators, and to the media. I want to thank you for volunteering. That was a volunteer, by the way, so we'll be calling on each of you. I want to thank you for volunteering. I want to thank you for attending this conference. And I want to thank you especially for your commitment to this industry. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll see each of you on the battlefield. Thank you very much.